You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh boy, we got a big day here. A big day in Pittsburgh sports. Unfortunately, Bob Pompiani is not here, but you know that. He's never here on Tuesdays, even though Crowley always introduces him on Tuesdays. Apparently Crowley hasn't caught on to that yet.
No.
Right, Limits?
No, he has not. But we are expecting at some point a visit from Pomp.
Yes, he's our roving reporter today.
Yes.
We'll get to that. We'll get to the Pirates, who are suddenly hot. John Heyman saying already Don Kelly deserves an extension? Have we not learned from the Derek Shelton disaster?
Mm. 20-8 is just past our minds, at the back of our minds.
Patience, people, patience. The main story today, front burner stuff. Actually, it's two things, and I don't know which one's a bigger story. I guess it has to be that Aaron Rodgers arrived at 7:19 a.m. on the south side, according to Brooke Pryor of ESPN, in a Range Rover. And there was somebody chanting on a megaphone, and the person shouted, "You broke my heart in the Super Bowl, but I forgive you."
Oh, that's kind.
Yeah, very kind. I wonder if Aaron acknowledged that person. I don't know if they had a little nice little discussion. Was that the first person
that was actually,
he interacted with on the south side?
It was actually 10-year-old Austin over there on the south side that was shouting that.
Might have been. It's Aaron Rodgers in a Steelers uniform for the first time. They'll go out for warm-ups, according to the great Brian Batko, who's going to join us later. I don't know, around 11:45, Rodgers going to speak at 3. Obviously, this is big. The Steelers are big right now. They're not just the A-block on the show here. They're on every show in America right now. I was watching Get Up, much to my chagrin, but I did watch it.
You got up?
Much to my discredit, I should say. And there it was, like all over the place. Aaron Rodgers, Brooke Pryor, live at the practice facility. That's the biggest story, I guess, in sports today, is Aaron Rodgers shows up. But for our purposes, Limits, what's bigger, that or TJ Watt not showing up, reportedly? I mean, the day still has to play out here, but that's what people are reporting, including Brooke Pryor, that he ain't going to be here. When he had his hold in before his last contract, he was here for minicamp and SPAC. In SPAC, that's our boss.
That's right. Does SPAC know where he is?
I think he does.
Where TJ Watt is?
In fact, he spoke on the first day of minicamp. He didn't participate those years ago. He had his hold. That was the beginning of his hold in. Well, he's not here now. That's different. That leads to some questions. Well, it leads to one question. Is this going to get ugly with TJ Watt? I can't get the peace sign, which to me was sort of a peace out sign, I thought, that he put on Instagram a few months back. at the very least, that seemed to indicate this isn't going well and might not go well. That, to me, is at least as big a story. It's not as sensational, but in terms of the Steelers and their path moving forward as a franchise beyond this season, the TJ Watt story might be bigger.
It might be bigger than a four-time MVP signing with the Steelers after a long, drawn-out two-month process, and it finally happens with a huge crescendo by the day of mandatory minicamp. But yeah, Joe, the Watt news, it didn't seem like the peace sign was a peace offering, but maybe more so of a peace out if I don't get the money that I want. And the fact that Rodgers is here, and we know, you know, that is put to bed, this is what escalates TJ Watt even further.
And obviously indicates, now some people have said, doesn't he have a new baby?
Yes.
That could be the reason, but I mean, a lot of people have new babies, don't they? From time to time. We did it one time. I still showed up to work.
Pat right? Freiermuth just got engaged. I'm sure he'll be there tomorrow. Congrats to Muth.
Josh Allen just got married, and he was at voluntary mini camp or whatever the hell it was called.
Before.
OTAs. I think he should be here. He should be around. It's sort of the start of a new era. It's getting late. It's getting late, or maybe a one-year era with Aaron Rodgers, but it feels like the Steelers want to effect a fresh start here, and the best player on their football team, I think, should be over there. Not participating, that's fine, but there, I think he should be there. Do you? At 412-928-9370. Big deal, small deal, no deal. I'd put it between small and big. I mean, this is a guy who, when he did have those contract issues a few years ago, signed basically right before the season and played great in the first game. I just think this is a bad sign and a bad look for TJ Watt. 412-928-9370. I think it's pretty clear to me, everything we know about TJ Watt, that he's going to want that Myles Garrett contract. Why wouldn't he? I don't blame him one bit. Not one bit for wanting that. That's his rival. That's the guy who has taken things from him unjustly in one case, was awarded Defensive Player of the Year a couple of years ago when TJ, I thought, clearly earned it. It was really the first time that we had ever seen that all these old school sports writers went deep into the analytics to award a prize like that. I think TJ wants more than him, even if it's 1 cent more. Don't know that, but I think that. Would it be wise for the Steelers to do that? I don't think so. No, not giving $40 million a year into the future for TJ Watt. The Steelers, as comprised right now, are not good enough to win, I don't think, even one playoff game. Certainly not multiple playoff games. Nobody thinks of them as a contender. The ESPN analytics I saw today, for me to dive into analytics now, gives them a 40% chance to make the playoffs. I'll put it at 50-50, maybe in 51-49. But nobody considers them a serious contender. So when will they be in the age of TJ Watt? Next year? When all signs indicate they're going to go all in to take a rookie quarterback? Like when? To me, the time is ripe to trade TJ Watt, and has been for a while. But I would love to hear your thoughts on that at 928-9370. Off the top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. Who would have thought we'd be talking about Aaron Rodgers here and TJ Watt not? I mean, it's kind of like last year. Who would have thought we'd have Russell Wilson and Justin Fields starting the year at quarterback? So that leads us to Rodgers and my good friends, Pony and Malzi. Actually, they're friends, maybe not good ones, but friends. I'm going to echo both of them. Malzi was on with me and Josh Miller at our Fan 5 Alarm Marathon, and that was a wonderful reunion. Limits, did you come to tears during that?
I thought it was incredible, Joe, and it was good to meet Josh Miller.
Josh Miller was on top of his game. Were you listening to him?
Bits and pieces, yes, in between me and Pony playing basketball with the other producers.
I was red hot on the basketball court.
You're a ringer.
Yeah. I didn't lose horse. Did I beat you?
We didn't play.
I would have.
At the 5 alarm. Chief Hale was dominating out there, too. You and Chief Hale were
Chief Hale from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. He was unbelievable.
You were like Magic and Kareem out there.
So Aaron Rodgers, to me, I agree with Pony. I was listening late in the day yesterday. I have a little sinus issue here, limits that I'm battling right now that I'm sure people can hear. And I apologize for that. He's right that, listen, if you believe Mike Tomlin was the prime mover here, and he always is when it comes to big personnel decisions, so why wouldn't he have been, right? He has the last say on draft picks. He has a huge say on personnel. Nothing big happens without Tomlin giving his final stamp of approval or initiating. And I think in this case, he initiated. So if Tomlin was the guy who brought Aaron Rodgers here, why does anybody out there listening right now who's down on Tomlin, and I think a lot of you are, the vast majority, I would say, why would you suddenly believe this was a good move? Why? Why would you suddenly believe that Mike Tomlin's going to get it right at quarterback? I certainly don't. I think he's going to be 0 for 6. If you want to count Mason twice, 0 for 7 since Ben left here. And that brings in Mulsey's opinion, which I agree with, which was the basement could be lower here than the ceiling is high. Do you know what I mean, Limits? There's potential. The disaster potential, to me, is way more likely than the, oh my God, he surprised us, they're winning playoff games. This has a chance to implode in spectacular fashion. Aaron Rodgers does not strike me as a guy who has made football his top priority in life. He doesn't. This isn't Tom Brady walking into the Bucks, where during COVID, he's out there breaking rules in parks in Tampa, throwing to his receivers, like, you know, with ducks running around them and not Duck Hodges. Ducks and ducks. Swans and everything else down there. Getting in for of course, for voluntary camp, for involuntary, whatever. Tom Brady was obsessed and possessed with winning. Does Rodgers strike you the same? He doesn't me. On the other side, is there a chance that another year removed from the Achilles, that he'll move around better, that he'll be better, and with ample protection, he'll play better? There is. I ain't betting on it, but there is that possibility. I'll acknowledge that for sure. And I think that's where the offensive line comes in. If they play well, and if the Steelers have a good run game, and therefore Rodgers has an effective play-action game and gets good protection, especially from his blind side, could he be good? Could he be really good? Yeah. Yeah, I'd put like a 20% chance on that happening, which isn't nothing. But I'd put probably a 50% chance, maybe a little lower than that, on total implosion, where he still can't move very well, where they don't have a great run game, and where the protection isn't great, and Artie Smith's offense doesn't really mesh with Aaron Rodgers. Maybe all of that wrapped in a ball that's sort of labeled, he can't really play anymore. He can throw. You want to have a throwing contest? I bet you Aaron Rodgers will stand there with anybody in the league. You want to throw the ball through moving tires? Limits? Sign me up. You want to have a guy who can navigate through heavy pressure with a brand new offense and a brand new team, totally new personnel around him at age 41 and get it done in this division? No. I'm not betting on that. But I will say this. It's a fascinating, fascinating story. It's the biggest story in sports today. Your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers at 412-928-9370. Maybe just your first sort of emotion or impulse. What thought comes to mind when you see this guy run out onto the field in a Steeler jersey? Maybe you're like that guy with the megaphone. You can't look at Aaron Rodgers without thinking of Rashard Mendenhall in that Super Bowl. maybe you're one of these people who was really skeptical, but you get kind of swept up in the emotion of it today. Well, wait a second. Maybe he could recapture the magic. Maybe he could. It's Aaron Blanken Rodgers, right? I guarantee you this much. When he's throwing the ball today, there's going to be all kinds of Kabbalah reports and everybody else saying, this guy looks unbelievable out there. This is vintage Rodgers. Unfortunately, there's no pass rush today. Even if TJ Watt were here, there would be no pass rush. 412-928-9370. Our six-pack brought to you by Bet365. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And our friend Limits is on the text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates. There's never a fee unless we get money for you, personal injury law firm. That's their motto. Let's get to the lines. Crowley told me that people were crushing TJ Watt earlier today. Like, I have no problem with TJ asking for that much money. But would you be ticked as a fan if the Steelers' offer on the table was for $35 million a year and he said no? We've been through this topic before, that the idea of trading TJ Watt, and it was surprising to me when I first started to gauge the reactions to this. I think the majority of people, if given the choice of paying him Myles Garrett money or trading him, would trade him. And I don't think, you know, it's always been like that with stars and would be like that with a lot of other stars. So what is happening here? Is it because fans have become more savvy over the years because everybody has the same access to the same information? We know that a lot of edge rushers, particularly ones who have been injured at the ends of seasons, I would guess, start to sort of flatten out after age 30, and that putting $40 million on him by the year wouldn't be a great idea? And should he be there today just in person, not doing drills? He's TJ Watt. He's the best player on the team. They're getting started with a brand new season and a brand new era kind of here, right? I mean, for them, there's a ton of optimism. They think Aaron Rodgers is the one to get them where they haven't been in a long, long time. Lest I remind you, they have not come close to winning a playoff game over a span of 8 seasons. It's pretty remarkable when you think about it. And if they miss the playoffs or get blown out again in the first round, we'll basically be at a decade of the Pittsburgh Steelers not one time being competitive or coming close to winning a playoff game. Some people say, well, Mason had us competitive in that Bills game a few years ago. Come on. Josh Allen, if he needed to, could have put 80 points up on the Steelers that day. He was going to score whenever he needed to. I think it got down to a touchdown, you know, into the second half. And then was that when he had the 52-yard touchdown run? Somewhere in there. That wasn't happening. That was not really a close competitive football game. Limits, let's go to the lines right off the bat. I wonder if people were running this show today. What would be the bigger topic here? It kind of has to be Rodgers, but the fact that TJ's not here, and he was the last time he was in a contract dispute, that speaks to me. That speaks to me that this guy is not happy. Who's up?
Wonderful question by the savvy old news sound. Let's start with Vincent in Columbus to start us off as the Lions are packing up.
Hello, Vincent.
Good morning. Yeah, I think it's a bad look on both sides. I think it makes the Steelers look incompetent for waiting. For why it does make him look selfish, but I understand from his standpoint he wants the money.
Should they give him the money?
I don't think so, but I know they're going to. They're
you
gonna
do?
Cave. I do. I do think they're going to cave because again they talk about him being a one helmet guy, and I do think they do that matters to them to a degree.
Well, here's,
I was going to ask.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go.
Yeah, no, I was going to ask too. Do you guys think him being a team captain plays a factor in it too? Because I always felt like for him being a captain, it was more about him being the best player than actually being like the respected, revered player like a Cam Hayward is.
I'm not sure what your question is. Like, do you think him being a team captain figures into how much money they give him?
Not that much, but just like his status on like why he thinks he deserves it more.
Yeah, and again, I don't blame him. I mean, his status is obvious. He's the best player on the football team right now. But he also wants a blank load of money. Myles Garrett signed a 4-year, $160 million contract with almost $124 million guaranteed and an average salary of $40 million. If I'm the Steelers, I'm not letting the Browns set the market on TJ Watt. I'm not.
Yeah, I agree.
More to the point, they're not really ready to win. I don't think. They're not ready to win anything big. If they were coming back, you know, with a loaded team and ready to go, I'd say, yes, absolutely, let's go here. They have no idea, and I appreciate the call, what they're going to have at quarterback. Nobody could possibly know what they're getting here with Aaron Rodgers. It's impossible to say. Now, the first part of that call I was going to comment on, and I've completely forgot about it. Limits. What did he say at the top, that guy?
I think Vincent was talking about he also said that he wouldn't pay Watt the 40. He thinks they'll eventually cave.
Yeah. And I'm not sure about that. TJ Watt strikes me as a very, very proud guy.
Right.
And this is his last chance likely at a mega contract, and he wants every penny, and he wants more than his nemesis. I think. I don't know that. I think that. Next.
Let's go to Dave in Chalk Hill to talk about
Watt. Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they need him for another year. Or maybe for one more year and then try to trade him or let him go to free agency. But what he gives you is he can guarantee almost that they'll get that 9 wins. That to them is more important than anything else.
Well, what do you think happens if they play hardball and simply say, we're going to have you play out your deal this year, and then we might even franchise you? Then I think it gets Le'Veon Bell ugly. Do you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, I wouldn't Le'Veon Bell him. I would just say, you know, you're on your own. We'll play out this year, and then we're just going to turn you to free agency.
I mean, part of the main point here is that I think he brings back a first-round pick. There are people who disagree with that. I think they're crazy. You could still make an argument. Through 12 games or so last year, he was the heavy favorite for Defensive Player of the Year. Before he really was hurt to me at the end of the year. You can make an argument. He's still the best defensive player in football. Do you know what having that guy would mean to a team? And I'm just spitballing here. I don't know necessarily, you know, salary cap ramifications or whatever, although I'm sure teams would find a way. Do you know what he would mean to the Washington Commanders or the Buffalo Bills? Or I could list teams.
The Lions.
And maybe
the Rams.
Maybe he fits better on these high end teams that are going to be, you know, could score points and are going to need a elite pass rusher.
Yeah,
and maybe they're
willing to part with something that could get the Steelers closer to what they really need, and it ain't an edge rusher. Myles Garrett and TJ Watt are the two best, or have been over the span of their careers, the two best edge rushers, two best game wreckers from that position. And what's their combined playoff record? 1-7, I believe.
Yeah, and you know who has that one win? Myles Garrett.
Yeah, in a game where he did nothing. I think between them, Limits, I'm going to look this up. Between them, they're 1-7. And have like 2 sacks in those 8 games in the playoffs. This is not where you win Super Bowls. You win it with the guy on the other side of the ball. You win it with a quarterback. So maybe TJ Watt could help you get that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Limits, can you get the Aaron Rodgers incentives in front of you there? Then we can do that. When we were talking last week, I thought it would be closer to $20, $25 million. Now, if he has... leads them to a Super Bowl, it will be around $20 million. Right now, it's just $10 million guaranteed, $13.65 million, and has a maximum value of $19.5 million. You have those?
Yes, I do.
Let's hear them.
So total 1 year, $13.65 million, as you mentioned. So the incentive package is worth upwards of $5.5 million. So Aaron Rodgers will make $500,000 if the Steelers make the playoffs.
Okay.
$600,000 if the Steelers win a wild card game.
Man, I'd give him $1 billion for that, but go ahead.
He'd do something not done in almost a decade. $750,000 if they win a divisional playoff game. $1 million if they win the AFC Championship game. $1.5 million if the Steelers win the Super Bowl. And $1.5 million if Aaron Rodgers wins MVP.
Wait, so why is it more if they win a divisional playoff game than just a playoff? Oh, okay, divisional.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it just increases by the round.
It increases by the round. So $600 if they win a first round, a wild card round game.
Correct.
Another $750 if they win in the divisional round.
In the divisional round.
All right. I mean, it's a reasonable deal. Of course it is.
Yeah.
But like last year, and I was all on the Russell Wilson bandwagon for a long time, right through his first six or seven starts, as a matter of fact, because I think he's there's no difference between him and Rodgers at this point in their careers, by the way. But even though I was on board, this idea that it's a no-risk move, it's a high-risk move. You're handing your quarterback job to Aaron Rodgers. While your whole defense, not that they've gotten the job done, the core of your defense is another year older. How is that not an unbelievable risk? I understand the financial risk isn't there. You're not going to bankrupt the franchise if he flops. but it's a high-risk move. The same as bringing in Russell Wilson was a high-risk move. Simply because you're putting yet another year of those defenders' careers into the hands of Russell Wilson or Justin Fields or, in this case, Aaron Rodgers. And then you're going to look up and they're all going to be gone and done and they never will have won a single playoff game. I think Cam has won. So please don't tell me it's a high-risk move. And then the other thing I wanted to mention. Keep hearing it's very important for the Steelers to have these one-helmet guys. I mean, it's nice to have a one-helmet guy. But make no mistake, if the Steelers don't think you can play anymore, they're more than willing to take the risk that you'll be a two-helmet guy. That notion of, oh man, we really want him to be a one-helmet player, that goes out the window the minute they think the best business move is to move you out. Happened with Hines Ward, happened with Troy, kind of happened with Ben. Those are three pretty high-profile Steelers from history, and the Steelers basically pushed out all three before they were ready to go. Ben wanted to keep playing. Isn't that what he told Ron Cook? He felt like he was lucky, you know, to come back here for the last year that he did. But forget about him. Let's just take Hines and Troy. They were both ticked when the Steelers got rid of them. And they both had the clear option to go play for another team, to be at least a two-helmet guy. So it was really important for the Steelers to have them just play for them until it wasn't. They were more than willing to leave open the possibility that either guy would go elsewhere. So I just think that's a crock of crap. Who cares anymore? And the feedback that we get, that I get, is that that's really not as important as it used to be to fans. That's the feedback I get, Limits. Like, God bless TJ Watt if he wants to go play elsewhere. I think it's more important with a guy like Crosby, but I also feel like even there, given where the Penguins are, I think people would be fine. Most of them would be fine if he went and chased a cup in Colorado for a year and then came back and retired a Penguin. I think it would be done if that's what he wanted to do with the best of wishes, and it certainly wouldn't tarnish or taint his legacy.
No.
Even a smidge.
It wouldn't tarnish or taint his legacy, but I do think that some people would be angered and frustrated by that.
Some would. Yeah. I just don't think it's like it used to be.
I wouldn't be happy with it.
Well, who would you be unhappy with if it was Sid who wanted to do
it? I would understand why Crosby would do that. I don't think that it's in his mold that he would up and leave.
So you'd be sad more than mad.
Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, it's a sad. Be sad if TJ left.
It would.
We'll all get over it. You know, it would have been sad if Cam Hayward left. What an ambassador for the Steelers. And I was against giving him guaranteed money beyond last season, and they didn't. So it wound up being a very good contract for me. I was like, all right, come back with Cam. But if he had gone and played somewhere else or goes and plays somewhere else, I think we'll all survive.
I think there is some value in it, whether that is for the team, whether that is for the player, whether it is for the fans, where I know Franco was different, but I mean, look at all the great Steelers that have come through here for the most part. Other than Rod Woodson and Franco, mostly all are one-helmet guys. Troy, Bradshaw, Swan, Stallworth, Lambert, Ham, Blunt,
I mean, you're talking
Green.
About the 70s mostly.
I'm talking about the 70s. Yeah. Plus, I'm talking Ben, Troy, you know, those
but
types
of guys.
But if
they wanted to be, they would have been. It had nothing to do with the team. It had to do with their personal choice.
Right. So I think that
Hines didn't go play for another team. Neither did Troy. James Harrison did. Does it really affect his legacy? They seem to be pretty happy when he comes back to town.
Clearly that means something more to Cam than I think it does to maybe to TJ.
Why do you say that?
But I mean, well, because I feel like, you know, Cam really wanted to get that deal done. I think he said some things in the public just maybe for some leverage on the Steelers or maybe just negotiation ploys and tactics to make sure that he ultimately got a deal done.
So isn't TJ doing...
TJ's doing the same thing. But I think that TJ would be more willing to leave than Cam would. You might be asking, well, what is your basis for that ultimate argument?
I am asking that, Limits. What is your basis for making that argument?
I feel like the peace sign that TJ made especially in the time that he made it, at a point in the offseason where things were kind of all quiet on the Western front, I don't really think that Cam Hayward did anything like that to really push the envelope. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but do you remember an instance where
Cam necessarily
did the same thing?
I mean,
didn't
he say, if I have
to
go play elsewhere, I will? To me, that's more than a peace sign.
Fair.
Let's get to the calls limits. We've both registered our opinions. 412-928-9370. I mean, the biggest story today, the reason that the stories that the Steelers are leading off every segment practically on all these ESPN shows, and it'll be the same everywhere else, the reason Mark Cabali tells us what? That there's a giant media presence today for the first day?
Yes, Cabali's saying giant media presence. It's a little overwhelming right now at Steelers' first day of minicamp.
Well, that ain't because TJ Watt's missing. It's because Aaron Rodgers is there. How much of a difference do you think he makes?
Compared to Rudolph?
Yeah. How many games?
3 to 4.
Oh, my God.
3 to 4. And Ben agrees with me. And Ray Fittipaldo agrees with me.
Really?
As well. How about that? Like, you had people on board with you with Jackson Dart. I am bringing people on board with me with the Rodgers over Rudolph win-loss total.
I'm not with you, Limits.
That's okay. I wasn't with you with Dart. We can disagree.
The ceiling is the floor, as they say. Where did that quote come from? Was
the
that Michael
is
Jordan?
The floor?
Yeah, the ceiling is the floor.
I don't know, but it's one of my favorites, though.
Yeah, I like it. I think there's a pretty big combustibility factor here with the Aaron Rodgers situation. Just his age alone really makes that so. 412-928-9370. Who's up?
Here is Troy on Mount Washington to start us off again.
Hello, Troy.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Joe, I agree with every syllable and half syllable that you were uttering today. This makes a lot of sense. First off, you never, ever, ever let the Cleveland Browns set the precedent for contract negotiations and contract numbers. That would be one of the biggest Steelers' faults, is to believe that Cleveland knows actually what they're doing. On that said, you got to keep TJ Watt, but you got to base it off how old he is. You have to base it off the depth at that position, which I think is the best it has been in a very long time.
Well, here's the problem, Troy. Here's the problem. Jerry Dulac reported, I think last week, that TJ has a, quote, pretty significant offer on the table, but it's, quote, probably not what he's looking for. And Dulac mentioned two sort of issues that are holding the Steelers back, holding back this negotiation. Miles Garrett's contract and DK Metcalf's 5-year, $150 million deal with $60 million guaranteed, which I'm trying to figure out, why would that be an issue here? Why would that be an impediment? They have an out after 2 years right with DK Metcalf.
Also, I think that the you know, what we have to spend, the DK really doesn't affect that. We can still pay TJ. But if I'm keeping TJ, I'm kind of looking to keep TJ on an extension, not a new contract, something that's maybe 2 to 3 years. I also think that, you know, having TJ Watt on your team is a part of the Aaron Rodgers signing. I think as long as you have TJ, Minka, and Cam on that team, no matter if we like it or not, the Steelers are in the mindset of win now. And any quarterback that you could have picked up for this year with the position you were in the draft, there's not one quarterback that rings out to those players that, hey, we're going to still try to win a Super Bowl with you right now than Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you can take Mason, or you could have got, you know, Darnold or people like that, but to keep that belief that they've had these past couple of years, like I said, whether we like it or not, their belief is that they're trying to win now. I think that sends a message to them. I want to pay TJ on an extension because I really do, and I've felt this way for a while. I think that if TJ were to get maybe a 2 or 3 year extension with good money, that after that time, I don't put it past him following his brother's footsteps and walking away early.
Well, what if he doesn't want that? That's the question. What if he's not amenable to that? And here's the other thing, Limits.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is that I'm wondering if the Aaron Rodgers money prompts them or allows them to throw more at TJ.
I'm sure it does.
I mean, right?
Only $10 million guaranteed. You still have cap space. Some of it's going to go to a wide receiver. You would think. But yeah, a lot of it's probably going to go to Watt.
Which wide receiver, in your opinion?
I'm not a huge Amari Cooper fan, but I would be okay if they ultimately made that move.
He was awful last year in Buffalo.
Now, do you think that's because he was traded midseason and maybe it was difficult picking up the playbook and getting chemistry with Josh Allen?
No.
Keenan Allen I would be okay with as well.
Yeah.
He would be number one on my list right now.
Yeah, that would be better.
Could I interest you in a torn ACL to Brandon Ayuk or whatever injury he had?
I would say I hear that's on the goal line, but that's getting old.
Which one is it?
No, I don't think so. Not for that money.
Could I interest you in Alan Lazard in a trade?
No. Thank you.
Could I interest you in Romeo Doubs in a trade with the Packers? God bless you.
God bless me. Maybe. I don't know. Keenan Allen is far, far and above, I think. Tell me Romeo Doubs numbers from last year, limits, if you'd be so kind.
Yeah, he's a pretty good wide receiver, Joe. I mean, they had Jordan Love out a couple of games, but he's only 25 years old. Last year, 46 catches, 600 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Not great, but
okay,
not bad.
That's fine. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to be good no matter who's here, but go ahead. Let's get back to the lines.
Let's go to Lee downtown.
Hey, Lee.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I got the Steelers winning 11 games right now. If they go get a bona fide number two, I got them winning 12. I like the Romeo Doubs trade because Green Bay got a lot of receivers and they just drafted a number one. I actually like Christian Watson better than Romeo Doubs. He's 6'4", runs a little faster. He is coming off an injury, but he should be ready probably about week two, week three. Or I want them to get Chris Olave. But I believe if they get a number two receiver, during line and win 12 games.
Wow. So what makes you, I'm curious here. What makes you think that Aaron Rodgers can play at that level?
I've seen it at the end of the year. I mean, granted, it was against teams. I mean, he still had to perform. It usually takes you 2 years to come off an ACL, off an Achilles injury. He still could fling it. I know we talk about that Steeler game. That game was a lot closer than the score really indicates. I mean, you got to remember, they went in the half. The Jets were winning that game, and he was looking pretty good.
He threw two footballs to Beanie Bishop, for God's sakes, who then wiped his cleats on the Jets logo. Did he not? Limits in their locker room?
The Jets logo or the Pitt logo?
I don't know.
It was a good – that was a luck play. I mean, the first one, I'll give it to him. The second one was a tip. Good play by Beanie. But I still believe he has the knowledge and he has the arm power to still compete.
Well,
look at their first five games.
Okay.
I got them going 4-1, 5-0 at least.
Oh, my God. You said you saw him at the end of the year. I saw him at the end of the year in Buffalo. He looked like Joe Namath in a Rams jersey. He was 12 of 18.
Buffalo's one of the top three teams. You're not going – I mean
– Bingo. Bingo. You know who he is? Okay. He's Russell Wilson, which means against bad teams, he'll do fine. Against good teams, he's not going to get it done.
Can I give you the first five games?
Yeah.
The first five games, I like him against Justin. Justin in a new offense, first game, they might be better later in the season. But in the beginning, I like our chances. I like our chances against a rookie quarterback in Minnesota when it's going to be almost like a home game for the Steelers. I like our chances against the Browns. I like our chances against Seattle. Seattle got to come all the way to the East Coast for a 10 o'clock game.
I do like their chances in that game, yeah.
So I got them starting 5-0, 4-1 at least.
I don't.
But why?
We can disagree. What do you mean, why? They go into New York. They go into New York. I think Fields is going to be better than him this year.
No, it's his first year, new offense. The Jets might be good later in the season, not the first game.
Okay, you might be right. I just don't think so. I think Seattle, you're right. At New England, I think New England has a better...
I'll give you that one.
Okay.
I said 4-1.
All right.
I said 4-1, possibly 5-0.
Okay, let's say they're 4-1. Then they go into Cincy. They got Green Bay. They got Indy, which should be a win. Yeah. Then you know what happens with the schedule late, right?
Yeah, I mean you got to play Chicago. You got to play. I mean I don't. This schedule is not the same schedule as last year, and you're not going to have that three games and two games in 3 days.
You're not going to have the Christmas tournament, as Art Rooney said. What you are going to have, Lee, is at the Chargers, who I think are a better team.
I like that. Home, they beat them last year.
Home against the Bengals, at the Bears, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, home against the Dolphins, at Detroit, at Cleveland, where they never win anymore, and then home against Baltimore. That's a brutal schedule.
It's not like 11 wins, 12 wins to be with a proven Hall of Fame quarterback.
You know who agrees with you? Our dear friend City Limits, who, as somebody just pointed out to me, Limits says 11 wins with Rodgers. He liked Darnold.
Ten wins with Rodgers.
You say 10. I thought you just said 11.
No, I've always said 10.
What is this guy doing, Lee? He just said 10 or 11 wins.
Can I ask you a quick question? If they go get a number two receiver, you don't bump their wins up from 11, at least 11?
Let me ask you a question in response to that. Do you think Arthur Smith runs an offense that will take full advantage of two really good receivers? I don't know that he runs one that'll take full advantage of one.
No, I mean, I am a little skeptical of that because I know he's a handoff play action guy, but I think he wouldn't have signed if he's not going to work with him. Rodgers is going to take the reins. I think there'll be a balance. There'll be a balance, but Rodgers is going to run some of his own stuff. He's a veteran.
Well, instead of disagreeing with each other, let's both of us confront Limits. You ready for this?
Here we go.
He says 10 or 11 wins with Rodgers, and he also said he liked Darnold more than Rodgers. So as this person says, does that mean Limits thinks they're a 13-team win if they had Darnold?
No.
If you give them a wide receiver and Jahl Alexander, I may agree with you.
Limits, thank you for the call, Lee.
Thanks, Lee. Do I think they're a 13-win team? Why would I think they're a 13-win team with Darnold?
You said they could be. You just said they're 3 or 4 wins better with Rodgers than Rudolph.
Yeah, I think they're a 6 or 7 win team with Rudolph, and I think they're a 10-win team with
Rodgers. 10 or 11, right.
Yeah.
So you like Darnold better than Rodgers. So are they a 13-win team, a 12-win team?
I think they're an 11-win team with
Darnold.
Do
you still like Darnold better than Rodgers?
I don't like him in that fit in Seattle. If he was still in Minnesota,
as a quarterback, limits.
Yeah, I do like Darnold better.
Why?
Slightly better. Because I feel like Darnold's mobility is also giving him a little bit more of a factor, too. I mean, he's not a running quarterback, but he's still able to escape the pocket. And I think he showed a lot of good things in Minnesota where his accuracy was on point and he made a lot of the right decisions where in the right offense, he will be able to succeed and be able to thrive. I wonder if the Arthur Smith offense is that for him. But I also found it fascinating something that Matt Hasselbeck said yesterday, and we have the clip if you'd like me to play it, too.
Yes, I would.
Where he was talking about how there is some familiarity between Aaron Rodgers and Arthur Smith, basically indirectly through Matt LaFleur, but there are some tendencies that they can pick up
what
on.
What the hell are you talking about,
this
limits?
Was on
I've
the herd.
Lost everything
well,
now.
Good, because we'll listen to it.
I do believe Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers is a really good fit. Mike Tomlin is well-respected by veteran NFL quarterbacks, who he was as a defensive coach, who he is as a leader. Arthur Smith was on staff and replaced Matt LaFleur in Tennessee when he got his first opportunity. The thing for a veteran quarterback, you don't want to go in and like learn some foreign language. He's not going to have to do that with Arthur Smith. This is a good fit. Aaron Rodgers has the weapons, the quirkiness, as you say. Pittsburgh is the kind of organization that can handle it. I think they're going to thrive from it. Look out for this team. Look out for this offense.
They're going to thrive.
That can handle what? A quirky personality?
They can handle the quirky personality of Rodgers and also that it's a good fit. Scheme-wise with Arthur Smith is what Matt Hasselbeck
Do you believe that?
I don't know if it's a great fit. I think it's a good fit. I wouldn't put it a great.
I mean, he's still learning all new personnel. And still really the question comes down to, for me, are you going to take advantage of his veteran status at the line of scrimmage the way you didn't do with Russell Wilson and Ben?
Yeah,
why do
will.
We believe this will happen with him?
Because it's Aaron freaking Rodgers.
Wilson's a Hall of Famer, too, and so is Ben.
He could have just retired. Yeah, but I mean, you're talking Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson. There's a difference. Ben, it was at the very end of his career.
I don't think there
I
is.
Just, I just
See, that's
don't agree
the thing.
With that. I just don't agree with that argument at all. I don't.
What
I don't
argument?
Agree with the premise of that argument.
What's the premise of the argument is they've had two Hall of Fame quarterbacks who could still play a little bit with them, and they completely cut them off at the line of scrimmage. Why are they going to open it up for this guy?
Because they were waiting at the altar for Aaron Rodgers to arrive. It's different of a situation than it was with Wilson. Like the Ben one, I'll give you that. Wilson, I feel like they just completely lost trust and lost entirely. And there were people we know that was conflicted on if he should have even went into the game or should they have stuck with Justin Fields to begin with.
Really, what if Rodgers gets off to a rough start, which I think is entirely possible?
Do you think they just go to Mason?
No, I'm talking about you just said that they lost faith in Russell in terms of his ability to change plays, in terms of his ability to think the game and run the game the way he wanted to. What if Rodgers gets off to a rough start that way too?
Even though they
don't clamp down on him?
Well, even though they already had faith in Russell Wilson, they still went out and got Justin Fields. So how truly all in were they on Russell Wilson? They are all in on Aaron Rodgers. And that is pretty point blank and clear based on how this entire process has played out.
Really? So he's like their third or fourth choice, is he not?
Probably a couple of months ago, yeah. But that's not the case anymore. Things are a lot different than they were.
You're seeing a big difference between Russell Wilson and him where I'm not. Russell Wilson, in his last 2 years, has 42 touchdown passes and 13 picks. I mean, the numbers are so similar. The resumes have become similar, where they're still good enough to beat mediocre and bad teams, but against the better competition, they're not. Even Rodgers last year in Green Bay wasn't great.
Also, the idea that...
When did you get sold on Aaron Rodgers? I'm confused here.
Also, the discussion point that Rodgers, obviously, like I wanted him to be here for a while. He still has 3 months to be able to learn this offense and learn the system and go through training camp and everything. Like the only thing that he missed was OTAs. Would it have been a lot better if he had signed earlier in the year, right around the draft or even before that? Yeah, I'm not denying
Forget
that.
About that. Forget
months.
About that. Does he strike you as a guy who is driven at this point, obsessed with the idea of winning, with the idea of even playing football?
I think he's driven. I wouldn't say obsessed. He's not Tom Brady level of committed. I don't know if anybody is.
Exactly. And can you count the number of quarterbacks who have been 41 years old beyond Brady who have been any good?
He's an enigma, Joe. Aaron Rodgers, enigma. Maybe he's just different.
I'll give you one guess as to who the fan host is who's questioning your integrity right now. One guess.
Pony.
Yes.
Yeah, no surprise there. Coming right from the horse's mouth.
Oh, this is good.
What's
this
he saying?
This is very good. Just that, I told you. I'm sorry, I'm eating on the air.
All right, Ron.
He said, he also said Rodgers was much better than Brock Purdy.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
I'm insulting your integrity.
Pony
That's
is.
A great moment in fan history. He also said Purdy went throw for throw with Mahomes in a Super Bowl 2 years ago. You think Rodgers is much better at this point in his career than Brock Purdy?
Yeah, I don't want Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy is a system quarterback that has great weapons around him and is a product of Kyle Shanahan.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers will be a Pro Bowl type player? What numbers are we looking at?
Well,
here,
I mean, everybody makes the Pro Bowl at this point.
Well, give me some numbers. Are we looking at like a huge year from him? 28 touchdowns, five picks?
That's a good number. I think we're looking at 28 touchdowns and about probably seven or eight picks.
So, all right.
And Pony will continue to belittle me and try to deflate my argument on that. But that's
2 years
ago
in Denver, Russell Wilson was 26-8. 26 touchdowns and eight picks.
Yeah, this is also a run-first offense.
It is?
With Arthur Smith, they all claim...
They can't even get a yard when they need one.
Isn't his philosophy run the ball first?
I don't know what his philosophy is. You watched last season,
too. Caleb Johnson, why they drafted him high. That's the other thing. Like, we don't truly know what the Arthur Smith offense is.
Well, I think we know ideally what it would be. It would be a replication of Derrick Henry. Unfortunately, they don't have him, and that's the only time he flourished in the NFL. Running an offense was with Derrick Henry, was with Michael Jordan in his backfield, and then everything played off of that. If you remember watching Titans games from those years, you'd have 11 guys after Derrick Henry. Tannehill goes play action. He has people wide open.
We have to go. I screwed up the clock.
No, I did limits, and I apologize.
No, it's my fault.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.